Today on VFN TV, it's a mind game success. We're going to look at sports figures and how they understand winning is a matter of your mind and your thoughts. Well, guess what? We're going to turn that in and show you how in your own business, in your ministry, you can play the mind game and reach success.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Did you know that success is a mind game? Really not a game, but it's actually how you play your thoughts out. It's how you're thinking things through. Do you know if you can win in your mind, you can win anywhere else, but if you can't win in your mind, you can't win anywhere else. We'll be talking about how winning and success has to do with a mind game. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening? This
This is important. This is exciting, and it's necessary.
Yes, it is.
For everyone who wants to be successful.
Yes.
Think of Proverbs 23:7, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It's so important what we think and what we believe and what is in between, you know, our thoughts. What are we focusing on? It's true. If you think you can, but if you think you can't, that's also true. You can.
So the creator of the universe, the one that created us in God, his image and his likeness, had through an unction of his spirit, through King Solomon, to
Come
write
on.
A proverb, the wisest man on the face of the earth, wrote out, for as a man thinks in his head, that's exactly who he is. So you guys, you look at somebody's life, and you can know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
I am not thinking that, oh, you were thinking that all day, right?
Yes, true.
Right, and so you can tell somebody who's not thinking success.
Yeah.
They're thinking failure. You know, thinking, or you can see people that are thinking about winning, and you're sometimes you can see they're outside of their life going like, their body hasn't caught up with their thoughts, but they're talking, they're thinking winning.
Sure.
Actually, it's like things catch up, you know, to your mind when you begin to have those thoughts.
What you believe determines what you think. What you think determines what you do, and what you do determines what you get. Mm. If you don't like what you've been getting, you got to start changing to what are you believing? Because belief will, you know, dictates thought.
That's powerful. I have something like that in my book talking about, I think it's Frank Outlaw that he wrote, that, you know, your thoughts, watch your thoughts because they become
habits.
And watch your habits because they become
actions.
Right. And watch your actions because they become your destiny.
Your destiny.
Wow. Yeah. And so those things just kind of build on each other. And the truth is, there's a lot of things after our thoughts today. Hmm. But you have to focus. I mean, we talk about a full focused life in VFN KB community. You got to focus. And one of your keys to your success is focusing on what's on your mind. John, what is first in regards to understanding that it is definitely a mind game for even sports figures?
Yes. Right? Listen, the Ohio Center for Sports Psychology put this together for us. They actually train athletes, and a lot of times people think of athletes just physically, right? Their physical performance and skill set, but they're talking about mental skills necessary for athletes to be successful, and these skills are transferable to you, to me, to our business, organizations, whatever we're doing. So the very first one is choose and maintain a positive attitude.
So you have to choose it.
I think the operative words here are choosing and maintaining.
You have to be positive.
You have to make a decision. You got to be definitive. You have to choose, right? Make it decide what I'm going to do, but it also requires for you to maintain it. Because a lot of people can choose, well, I'm going to be happy today, or I'm going to be positive today.
Right.
But the first negative thing that happens, I'm going to choose not to be positive anymore.
Right.
You got to maintain this thing. You got to persevere and say, you know what? No matter what comes my way, we're going to stay positive about that, and that can be a challenge.
Yeah, a lot of people really, I know they struggle with this because they're really wanting to be positive.
Yeah.
But they don't understand it's actually a choice that they make.
Yes.
It's not, nobody can make it for you.
It's a fight, isn't it?
You can't pay for no money to go to some place somewhere. They're just going to tell you ultimately you have to decide to be positive. It's a choice, which is cool, which means you actually have the power. God's given you the power to decide that you're going to be positive.
Yeah.
You can choose that.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, he says in his word, he says, choose today what you're going to serve. Are you going to serve positive? Are you going to serve negative? Are you going to serve God? Are you going to serve blessings or cursings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you actually, that's powerful. That's a free will agent. We're a free will agent creating the image and likeness of God that we can decide, which is so cool because you can decide to be successful.
That's right.
You can make those choices.
Your attitude will determine your altitude. And if you choose wisely, if you make that decision, your attitude is a state of mind. What type of, you know, mental state are you going to put yourself in? Sometimes people just allow situations and outcomes and events in the world to dictate what's going to be the state of their mind.
And there's a lot of people, John, that have, they're intentionally putting that negative press out.
Oh, my goodness.
They're intentionally trying to get people that choose to have a negative response. As a matter of fact, I heard America is at the best place it's ever been in the history of America.
Mm.
The world is at the best place it's ever been in the history of the world in regards to people coming out of poverty. It's the best, but we have so many people that are working overtime to convince people to choose to be negative and feel negative instead of positive about a positive thing. And some people are doing it.
I saw a headline the other day, so some newscaster said, this was a perfect time for a recession. Yeah. I mean, what is that?
You're wanting it to happen.
Wanting it to happen.
Which means losing your job, getting unemployed, losing your increase.
How can that be good?
Well, it's somebody who actually wants bad things for you. Yeah. They don't want you to be successful. It's probably somebody who actually already is successful, and they could actually forego the loss of a job for
exactly.
a period because they got millions of dollars. But the majority, everyday people, you cannot, you know, they're living in a short time frame between checks.
Which makes me think this, too, that if you're going to choose, make that decision, part of that, you know, ability to make that decision to choose a right attitude also means you're going to have to choose not to listen to certain people and the things that they're going to say. They're going to cause you to go down in your belief and in your faith and your attitude.
If you want to change your future, change those that you hang out with. Because if you're hanging out with people that decide not to be successful, they look at the reasons why things don't work, then it's not going to work for you. They're going to constantly plant those thoughts in your mind and your head.
Absolutely.
And so you have to, I mean, as Christians, we're like people of faith. We believe. Yeah. We call things that are not as though they were. I mean, God's called us to be people of faith.
Change agents.
I mean, change agents and light influencers. And if we don't know that, we're letting other people influence us. So I would say definitely that's a number one thing, a positive.
No doubt.
Choose to have a positive. And negative people go, here it goes. PM, positive mental attitude,
that's
PMA.
Right.
It's like, okay, you're not the one.
No.
Next, we'll take the next, next,
right.
next one. Right,
maintain
next.
It, maintain it. Number two,
yeah.
maintain a high level of self-motivation. And I think that's so important because people that want motivation often think that somebody it's somebody else's responsibility to motivate them. The truth is that you have to motivate yourself. You have to know what's inside of you that causes you to get up in the morning? Why do you are going to attack the day? What's in for you? What's your vision? So those things that motivate you should be on the forefront of your mind, but you have to identify them first so that you can maintain them. You can't maintain what you don't know.
True. Self-maintenance. I like that. And the fact is, too, your vision has to be big enough that gets you out of bed.
Oh,
I mean, it has
goodness.
To be something that's so exciting that your problem is not getting out of bed, it's actually going to bed.
Come on.
But you needed that we talked about in the previous program, but it needs to be something that excites you, that you're a part of a change agent that they're talking about. But maintaining, what John and I do, and a lot of people that we talk about in the VFN KB community to help people out through coaching, is we show you ways that you can be, you know, motivated, inspired. There's a reason why in VFN KB community, every day almost, we have new content coming in, not long content, but content where you could listen to. Maybe this right now you're listening to it. Is the fact that you need that every day. You need to pour some good stuff into your thought pattern, some good, you know, just something to stir you up again, something to make you think outside the box. And some people just watch the same bad news every day, you know, and they complain, this stuff I'm watching on my DVR
and
is terrible.
Different
right?
results,
yeah,
right?
Right. Insanity, right?
I don't know why I'm not happy. I don't know why I'm not positive.
Right. If they're not for you and for your future, they're not going to motivate you.
No.
And so think about hanging around some folks, you know, pick a certain time every week or every month that you hang out with people that may be at a different level of success than you, that you're going to talk and brainstorm. You don't have that brain mass that we talk about, the brainstorming type sessions we have at the summits. And that it's so important. It's just that's what God's created you to. If you aren't going anywhere, if you don't have that motivation, inspiration, I mean, what's the meaning of life, right?
No doubt.
You're meant to create. God is the big creator. He created us in his image and likeness. And we're like the small C creators. You know, what are you creating in your life? What kind of business? What kind of family? What kind of ministry are you creating? And God's given us that. Listen, we're going to go to a break. But I want you to take a moment and comment below. What are your thoughts about aspect of just self-motivation, inspiring yourself, making those right choices. Comment below. We love hearing from you about that. Maybe you got some other ideas about self-motivation, inspiration, and the mind game, which is so important. How do you inspire yourself to be able to get the right thoughts for success? Write to us also at friends@vfnkb.com. Also, light the fire again.
Again. Wait a minute. Talk
to
us.
Yes, light the fire again. It's coming to Pensacola on September the 7th through the...
4th through the 7th.
September the 4th through the 7th. And it's at the Bayfront Auditorium. Details, of course, you can find at vfnkb.com/fire. 10,000 people are registered. These are people coming from all around the world that have experienced the anointing, the power, the glory of God. And we're believing God to move one more time according to Dr. Young Yi Cho's prophecy that was given years back before the Browns revival in Father's Day 1995. It was prophesied about by Dr. Young Yi Cho from South Korea that God would begin something in Pensacola. It would go west about 100 miles, and then it would come back burning rapidly through Pensacola, the Panhandle, down to South Florida, all the way up to the East Coast and across America, to all of America was ablaze with the glory of God. Guess what? That's potentially happening right here at this gathering. Right now it's packed. It's overbooked. This is how you can guarantee you got a seat. Volunteer. They need volunteers to serve. John and I volunteered at the Browns Revival. It's some of the greatest things that we got a chance to be able to do, to be there for the believers that came from all around the world to experience God. You know, people come, they're hungry, they want to be touched by God, they need a place to stay, they need all this different stuff just to be there for them. Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do to me. Imagine eternity where you're saying, I was a part of what you were doing when you poured out your glory in Pensacola, Florida. Listen, you can volunteer. You get a guaranteed seat, by the way, if you volunteer, because every volunteer has got a seat from what I understand. You will have to get out of it to serve a little bit, but you can go back and sit in it and be experienced. I know when in the Browns revival, when God was moving, God just poured out his glory. It didn't matter where you were serving anywhere. It didn't matter if you were in the parking lot, in lines outside, whether you were at the altar. God was just, his presence was
when settling. It rains, everybody gets wet.
Yeah. Listen, don't miss your chance. It's at vfnkb.com/fire. They'll take you there. Click on that. It'll take you all the way to sign up today.
We'll be right back. You don't have to leave this place the way that you came. You will leave here soaked and saturated and burning with the presence of God.
I believe this is the hour of Jesus the Evangelist. We have not seen him like this since the 70s. There's a new breed of evangelists that are not looking for a stage. They only want Jesus.
And now we come to God and we meet the creator of heaven and earth and we meet Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's an experience you'll never forget. That's why when he touches you, you got to tell everybody about it. You got to shout it from the rooftop. You got to shout it from the mountaintop. I've met him. I want to tell you about Jesus. I want to tell you about him.
Don't miss your chance to get this free book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, where I share a prophetic encounter God gave me about a coming wealth transfer. And this whole genesis of this book and these strategies is to position you for a coming wealth transfer. It's 10 strategies for success, dealing with your belief, your actions, commitments, giving you plans, giving you strategies. I mean, so many things I can't even talk about, but it's yours for free. Go to vfnkb.com and get your free copy now. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to vfntv.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at vfntv.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online.
We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store and or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Success is a mind game. Listen, if you can win in your mind, you can win everywhere. But you don't win in your mind, you won't win anywhere. Isn't that true, John? When you
this
think about
true.
How powerful it is for us to be able to understand, it has to do with our mind.
Proverbs 23:7, we said it early in the program. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
So is he.
As he thinks,
right.
Not as your neighbor thinks,
right.
Not as your family thinks.
Right.
It's about what you think. And if you think you can, you can. But if you think you can't, you can't.
You're right. You're right.
Either way, you're right.
Oh, wow. That's powerful.
So we're talking about these, you know, mind games. Success is a mind game. And we're talking about these mental skills that athletes from the, you know, Ohio, this is sports psychology.
Right.
That they implement to be successful. But these skills are transferable.
And it's going to build, too, because we got some really interesting things we're going to share. Make sure you stick for the whole program.
Yeah, you got to stay with us. Here's number three. Set high and realistic goals. And I think this is so important because I think in today's culture, people are not shooting high enough, I believe. I believe that you're just saying, you know, it's something in the air that says, I just want to be good enough. I don't want to stick out. I want to be in the middle of the road. And you have to start to believe again, to start setting the standard high. And I think one of the reasons why people don't do that is because they're afraid to fail.
Fear of failure.
Fear of failure, and more so, I think, fear of what others are going to say about their failure. They're terrified of that ridicule. They're terrified of people saying, look, you tried and you weren't successful. You shouldn't have done it to begin with. And you have to start believing again that no matter what, I'm going to aim for the, you know, for the moon. I may hit the stars, you know.
Star hit the moon.
But you're going to shoot for something, you know, lest you shoot for nothing. And what a shame to get to the end of your life and say, you know what, I didn't achieve anything because I was too fearful. You know, someone once said, you know, at the end of my life, I don't want to regret the things that I did. You know, the bigger regret is the things that I never did, you know, that I never went out and stepped out.
That's what people regret, is the things they didn't do because you would have done everything, you know.
Yeah.
And so I think about this too. You said, you know, set high goals. Leaders are the ones, successful people are the ones that go, I'm willing to just do this.
Yeah.
They're not looking around going like, are you doing it? Are you doing it? What do you think? I don't know. What do you think? If you're asking them and they're not doing it, they're going to give you the answer like, no, don't do it. And they'll tell you why. Oh my goodness. You know, you might lose your medium.
Do you know you're not educated for that?
You might lose your lukewarm experience and your sad reality, right? He's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to lose this.
Yeah.
But it's that, you know, you have to live on that. But also there's another aspect of that, you know, setting too high of a goal. I mean, it needs to be realistic.
Yeah.
You know, that you can be a low setter, but you could be a high setter. And then the second, you know, New Year's resolutions, people set these things. I'm going to, you know, and they dot, dot, dot.
Right.
And within 3 weeks, I think they've quit them because they were just too big of a goal.
If you can't get outside your house, running a mile a day is not going to be realistic, right?
Right. You got to project like a year from now, I'll be running a mile today.
Yeah.
And so having those realistic goals and give yourself time to achieve them. So sure. If you want to change a behavior, you know, think about, I'm going to give myself mercy and grace and work on a strategy for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And at the end of 6 weeks, I want to achieve that behavior modification. You don't go like, overnight, I'm going to stop eating bacon, right?
Yeah.
It just doesn't work for Southerners. Anyway, or biscuits, right?
Yeah.
Biscuits.
I could do biscuits.
Yeah. Okay, biscuits. Anyway, but you think about it, if you say, well, I got 6 weeks to modify my behavior, then you say, well, I was 20% successful the first week. I was 30% successful the third week. By the time you start finding out, you develop a habit over a period of 90 days, six
Absolutely.
Weeks or so, 40 days. You know, it builds a habit inside of you. And that's what you really need, is you need success habits. And so having a realistic time frame to meet that goal, but also having some realistic goals. I mean, it takes a while. You know, somebody says, you know, I want to be a doctor. And it's like, okay, you're looking at probably 9 years at a minimum hard work. You know, a lot of dedication over a period of time, a vocabulary that John and I probably couldn't pronounce some of the.
No.
But that's your goal. You have to be realistic in how you're setting that particular goal.
And one of the ways you know it's realistic is you measure it. And you measure it and you know how you're growing by tracking it.
Right.
You got to do the discipline of recording those steps, no matter what they are, so that you can go back and review and see, is it working? What do I need to tweak up? What do I need to change? Setting a goal without having a method to track it, you just don't really know where you're at.
And what's so important about what you're saying is you need to start giving yourself partial credit. I mean, you were in school.
Yeah.
They didn't just like, it was like pass or fail. Like you made a 70, an 80, a 90. You know, I'm not talking about other grades other people made, but it was like 20s or whatever they told me. Anyway, but think about it, that they at least give you something. And, you know, successful people struggle with giving themselves partial credit. But what you can do is you can look and check yourself, measure where you are in your goal, and say, you know, I didn't reach to 10, but I reached to 4. Well, that's 40%. I reached my goal by 40%. You got to tell yourself that, and you have to celebrate it. It's an important thing. You modified your behavior. You reached 40% of what you wanted to go. And if you don't celebrate it and only reward 100%, you'll never have 100%. So when
That's
you think
good.
About that, is celebrate it. Celebrate everything. Celebrate these steps along the way. You'll find it's hard to come up with ways to celebrate victories, but it's easy to be negative about failures. You know?
Life is too short to be negative.
Right.
I mean, days are going by so fast. That's why I'm a fan of that. You find any reason to celebrate, but especially if you're moving the ball forward, you know, even if you moved it an inch.
Right. And as a matter of fact, we want to challenge you. We want to challenge you right now, you know, hashtag celebrate. You know, some of the ways that you can think about how you could celebrate achievement, different kinds. Maybe celebrating modifications of behavior, that's one thing. Habits, for example, you know, routines, for example, or, you know, achieving other goals, whether it's like, you know, working out in a full focus life where you're focused and planning your life, what's your reward? Because I think we all need help in that area. As a matter of fact, in the VFNKB community, go to vfnkbcommunity.com and join in, because we're really going to start helping each other come up with new ways to celebrate. We want to push the limit. Come up. I mean, think about this. Some guy was so worried about his yard years ago, and he wanted to have the perfect yard. He wasn't focused on anything, and his reward would have been a good yard if he would have had a good family, but he was focused on the yard, and he missed the whole point. And now some other man's cutting his grass. It's not his house anymore. So we need each other to be able to, let's literally think about what that reward is. We got to think about that.
Yeah,
it's so important, because you can miss everything thinking you're trying to achieve something. So I just want to encourage you, you know, go to the vfnkbcommunity.com, you know, and start sharing hashtag celebrate, how to celebrate those things. Listen, if you have not yet got our podcast, we are podcasting on every platform, wherever you get your podcast, VFNKB's VFNTV podcast. You can have us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and join our audience and our family that's all around the world. As a matter of fact, today, take a moment to put a hashtag where you're from. You're from France, you're from South Africa, you're from Australia. You know, we have so many of you that from all around the world, and, you know, we're just commenting. Nobody understands where we all are. You know, just put hashtag, you know, USA, hashtag, you know, wherever, Israel, hashtag
London,
Brazil, hashtag Venezuela. You know, we thank you, everybody's watching us in Venezuela. We're praying for you. We're believing God for a breakthrough and freedom of Venezuela. We're going to go to break right now, but I want to encourage you, celebrate those victories. John, what's next after the break?
When we get back from this break, we have more mental skills that you can implement in your life and in your business. Join us. We get right back from this break.
We'll be right back. This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
Jesus Christ took all of the hostility, and his prayer was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. The ultimate ethic is love. Now, you can be solid in your argument. You have to be honest in your study. Face up to the struggles of your argument. Admit your own vulnerability. And if the moral framework is an inescapable framework, the heart of morality is love for your fellow human being and, of course, primarily to God. So how can I hate the opponent in affirming the heart of what it is I'm countering him with? It is just too self-defeating. My mother used to say, once you've cut off a person's nose, there's no point giving them a rose to smell. With love and yet astuteness, you can present the counter perspective of Christ. And I think in the end, those arguments will stand the test of any assault in time.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
So what's in your storage closet? Old photos, baseball cards? One contractor found a rare comic book in the walls of an old house, and the book sold at auction for a reported $175,000.
These finds pale in comparison to what was discovered in the 19th century in Cairo, over 200,000 fragmentary Jewish texts stored in a synagogue in an ancient storage closet known as a geniza. The copies in this geniza contained errors and would only be kept until they could be buried, a ceremonial requirement for any imperfect manuscripts.
The Cairo Geniza manuscripts were the largest and most extensive manuscripts in the world, representing 1,000 years of Middle Eastern history, including extensive translations and interpretations of the Hebrew Bible. The discoveries continue to unfold even today. Engage with the Bible in the discovery of its many layers.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Success literally is a mind thing, a mind game, understanding how your mind works, how God's designed you. There's so many things. You think about, I think at 25 years old, I believe they say that the frontal lobe is fully developed. That's actually the area of your brain, they say, that helps you with consequences for behavior,
thoughts,
and that type of thing. And so, I mean, you think it's time to really push really hard for success. So you hit 25, like, oh, you know, we might not make the negative sometimes kicks in at that point because there's so many other things you're taking care of at that point. You could reach a significant level of success before 25 years.
You sure can, but you have to apply yourself. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you got to believe that success is available for you.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons that people struggle with success is because they're trying to adapt their life by other people's definition for success.
Yeah.
Loose that and let it go. You have to know what success means for you. You got to know what does that, you know, what does it look like? What does it taste like? What does it feel like? And step out and do it and enjoy it.
So many people, John, you're going to believe this. The only way they define success, the only way, is off of dollars.
Yes.
And those are some of the most miserable people around. Have you seen any of these guys?
Hello? I mean,
like this
if we've learned anything.
Right, right.
If you look at the news, some of the most successful celebrities you've seen are the ones that are jumping out of buildings and doing some of the most horrific things. And I feel so sorry for them.
Yeah.
But I think they actually are some of the most depressed people because they've always been told.
That's supposed
to bring them
happiness.
Money,
if you
had money, how sad. If you just had money, you could go anywhere and do anything. And now that they came into this money, they realize, but I still have to live with me.
Well, the Word of God says, you know, that a man's value is not determined by his possession of his things. And he says over and over again, you know, things are what cause men to fall. You know, thinking things are more important than God. You know, think about Mother Teresa. She impacted the world, and we're still talking about her today.
Yeah.
But success for her was ministering to somebody that was in a time of almost death.
Yeah.
And she would rescue them, and literally, she says, I saw the face of God, you know, in these people that were dying. There's so many different, we don't have a lot of time to talk about it, but ask, you know, write down below, comment below, hashtag, what do you see for success, reaching the success? You know, maybe it's different than someone else. And, of course, having finance is great to be able to do great things with it, but ultimately, it's what you do with it that brings you that happiness and the joy right there.
Yes.
I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I pray a blessing over our audience. I speak success. I pray for mental clarity. Father God, in a reality, put their mind in a proper place, in a proper order for great success. And dear God, we just ask you, end abortion,
yes, Lord.
Send revival, Send a great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, isn't abiding with the Lord just an awesome thing to be able to do?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
I mean, talk to us, man. How has that affected your life?
Well, it's just changed it. I mean, for years, I struggled with that, you know, spending time with God in regards to, you know, hearing his voice. But when God introduced me to abiding and, you know, and journaling and hearing what he's saying and writing it down, it's been life transforming. I mean, I can hear him clearly, and it's beautiful. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing.
It's so cool, isn't it, to know that you're hearing the voice of God?
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
He says that, you know, his sheep will hear his voice and follow none other.
That's right.
That's so important, isn't it?
It's just amazing. And he knows exactly what you're going through at that particular time in your life. And it's just amazing where he leads you. Right. You know, you think you did it.
Right.
You know, when you open up the scriptures and there it is. And like, wow. Wow, God, that was awesome.
This is cool, too, that by doing it, you begin to be faithful, that all of a sudden your whole family now abides with God. And alone with God,
mm-hmm.
And you all even come together and share about it, right?
That's right. Yeah, we sure do. We all come together at the same time every week, get together as a family, my wife, my two children, and we talk about what God said to us that week.
Does God speak to everybody in your family?
Every one of them, yep.
And what's their ages? With the children?
Yeah. Yeah, right. My 10-year-old son,
uh-huh.
My 14-year-old daughter.
Right. Isn't that awesome, though,
yeah,
to know that God is speaking to your whole family?
Yeah.
You're out there, you're listening right now, you're thinking, man, I didn't think that was possible. I thought you had some lesson plan or something. You had some little study guide or something. I didn't know that you can have a simple plan that even a 10-year-old can do and hear from God, hear the voice of God. Listen, we're called to hear his voice. If you don't have a plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's available at iabide.org. It's free. Request it today. Go to iabide.org. Request your plan. It'll be sent to you immediately in your email, iabide.org.